Are there modalities or therapies or approaches that have the potential to help you feel better that you have summarily dismissed for one reason or another? That certainly would not be unusual, and I must confess that is my own personal experience. I have dismissed many opportunities and possibilities for my own healing throughout my lifetime. I vividly remember discrediting the value that counseling might afford to me. I vividly remember discarding the suggestion that I get body work or massages. The thought of somebody else touching me was abhorrent. I couldn't imagine that would help. Why didn't I go to a counselor? I had a lifetime of being traumatized. It would have made good sense. But if I went to a psychologist, I would have had to declare to myself that I was crazy, that I couldn't handle my own problems. After all, I'm a man. I need to be able to handle my own problems. So I'm not about to go to a shrink, right? Okay, so I've been there. I know that until the last 10 years, I summarily discarded and discredited really all of the opportunities for my own healing, aside from going to a chiropractor and a medical doctor from time to time. This may be your experience too. Parkinson's recovery is all about identifying any and all therapies, modalities, and approaches that we find helps people feel better. I don't care what the name is. I don't care what the evidence says about the therapy. If somebody tells me it has helped them, then I want to capture a report of what it is, what it does, how it works, and ascertain as best I can how many people are helped by that particular therapy. I have systematically looked at the research evidence for many different alternative therapies and approaches for Parkinson's. And my overall findings are rather interesting. Study after study and therapy after therapy generally show that alternative therapies help people. They help them feel better. We're not talking total symptom-free fixes here. We're talking about people being able to lead more productive, successful, and powerful lives. So, my question for you today is to consider the possibility that there may be certain therapies, certain modalities, certain approaches that you have out of hand, summarily put aside as not being something you need to even consider. So the invitation is to consider the possibility that some possibility for you might need to be reevaluated, might need to be reconsidered, might need to be reinvestigated. I'm not suggesting that any specific or one approach or modality or therapy is what you need to do, because it's not true. Everybody's needs are different. Everybody's body has a unique set of needs, and those needs change over time. You may need one therapy today, and it's useful for a few weeks or a few months or even a few years, and then, lo and behold, that therapy or approach or modality serves its usefulness, and it's time to move on to something else. So, the question I ask you today is to open to the possibility you may have discredited a therapy or a approach or a modality that has the potential to be incredibly healing for you personally. Let me just suggest a few, and I do emphasize few, possibilities. Have you considered the possibility of essential oils? Some people that I have talked with say very quickly, "Oh, that won't work for me. I can't smell anything." Guess what? You don't have to be able to smell essential oils for them to have powerful and sustaining effects on your health and wellness. Essential oils carry particular frequencies depending on the oils that are used. They can be used in many different ways. You can actually drink or intake essential oils. You can apply them to your skin. You can have baths with essential oils. It only takes a few drops. A few drops go a very long way. I have interviewed aromatherapists who have listed essential oils that they recommend for specific symptoms. It's quite amazing, really. I have put on the blog videos of people that are receiving essential oil treatments. There are specific essential oil regimens that have been developed for individuals that have neurological challenges. There are possibilities that exist out there in the form of essential oils. If you have summarily dismissed the possibility of essential oils, I invite you to consider, why not investigate this further? The whole Pioneers of Recovery project was designed and intended to identify modalities and approaches and therapies that you may not have considered before, but which are reported to have significant benefits for people who have the symptoms of Parkinson's. Have you considered the possibility of herbs? Herbs are reported to provide significant relief to some people. I don't want to suggest all people, but some people report that certain herbs for certain symptoms have significant benefits. Have you discarded and discredited herbs as something you might consider because there is no significant evidence that they help? Again, that's the whole purpose of Parkinson's recovery, to document cases where such therapies are helping people. Am I saying that herbs will most certainly help give you relief for your symptoms? Of course not. That's not the point. The point is that we have documented cases where herbs are helping some people. Perhaps then there's the possibility that there is a herb out there that may provide you with relief from the symptoms that you are currently experiencing. Have you considered body work as a possibility for yourself? When I say body work, I'm suggesting any form of therapy or intervention, such as cranial sacral therapy, or Bowen therapy, or the Alexander technique. These words, these terms, may be very strange and foreign to you, and therefore, they may be something you'd like to not even consider. I have placed on the Parkinson's Recovery blog videos of individuals that have received cranial sacral treatments, people who have the symptoms of Parkinson's who are not currently on medications. They received 20 to 25 minute treatment for 6 times, 2 weeks apart. The videos show the persons doing certain basic functions before the treatments began and after the 6 treatments ended. You will see in those videos significant improvement for people. No, of course, they are not symptom-free. But yes, they are clearly better. They clearly are feeling better. Check it out. Look at the videos. Consider for yourself the possibility that body work has the potential to help. I believe that anyone who has been traumatized in their life needs help from another person in being able to release the trauma that is trapped at the cellular level. I personally believe we cannot do that ourselves. There are many ways to accomplish this. And the interventions that are possibilities are all gentle interventions. People who do cranial sacral therapy or Bowen therapy or the Alexander technique are not using sledgehammers. They are not using jackhammers to be able to invite your body to release the trauma. The interventions here by people who are skilled in these therapies are gentle. They are, with great tenderness and sensitivity, inviting your body to unwind the trauma that has been trapped, oftentimes for decades. The symptoms of Parkinson's will see relief when trauma is released. Body work is one way to make that happen. Are you somebody who has discredited body work as a possibility because you do not want a stranger touching you? I can understand that. I can understand the sensitivity involved of allowing anyone to manipulate any part of your physical body. Consider the possibility you may want to get to know a person better who is certified and trained to do one of these body therapies before you allow them to even touch you, to gain trust with that person. For when we can have trust, anything is possible. There are many gifted healers out there in the universe. Let one find you and accept their offer of help. How many times has a friend or an acquaintance looked at you and said, "I'd be happy to offer whatever healing modality they do to you. You know, I'm just learning how to do it and would be happy to help you if I can." How many times has somebody offered to help you out and you have turned their offer down? Why? Why refuse help when it is offered? The number of gifted healers that are nearby you are incredible. When an offer is given, consider a different response. Consider saying, "I would love to experience what you do. When? I'm ready anytime." Consider the possibility that there is another way. And consider the possibility that everyone needs help in being able to release the traumas that we have experienced over the course of our lifetimes. Are you too someone who refuses to see a shrink or a psychologist or a counselor? I'm one of those people. But there are so many gifted counselors out there. People who do amazing work. People who allow us to be able to acknowledge what is hidden deep in our subconscious, allowing us to bring that to the level of unconsciousness and release it. Why not consider the possibility that there are people, gifted people out there, who can help you? Have you considered the possibility of getting help from a hypnotherapist? Now, that's a wild and a crazy idea, but there are people who are well-trained and certified to do hypnotherapy. Do you know hypnotherapy can help with anxieties? It's actually very effective. Are you an individual who is pestered by anxieties over one possibility or another? That, I can assure you, is aggravating your symptoms. Hypnotherapy can help. Consider that as a possibility for yourself. Investigate that for yourself. Acupuncture, needles in your body. Perhaps you've done it, perhaps you haven't. Acupuncture opens up meridians in the body. People who have the symptoms of Parkinson's oftentimes have meridians that are closed down. The energy is not flowing through the body. Energy work through acupuncture or any form of energy work can help open up those meridians. Call it Reiki. Call it whatever you wish. There are gifted people who know how to use energy to help the meridians in your body flow so that you can regain your life force. In short, the Pioneers of Recovery consists of identifying many, many, many different modalities. We are continuing to interview person after person after person who does many interesting and fascinating things. The list I have given you is a very short list indeed. The possibilities are many. So, the challenge that I offer to you is to consider which of the modalities, approaches, and therapies you might have discarded and discredited in the past, that today may be precisely what you and your body needs to heal the symptoms of Parkinson's. What you need is, as you well know, not necessarily what someone else needs. So, my invitation to you is, go down the list. Open up all opportunities. It's amazing what benefits can accrue to such meager and inexpensive interventions. Opportunities exist. Incredibly gifted and talented individuals who are healers are nearby you. Seek them out. Try something different. Your body deserves it, for it has served you well so far and will continue to serve you well as long as you respond to its needs now. Perhaps in ways that you never imagined you would consider before. The sky's the limit. I say, go for it.